The Great Model Train Robbery by Austin Carr. In the heart of Gravesend in Kent, England, a hedged lane runs alongside a retired Royal Air Force field, now occupied by the Cascades Leisure Center, a recreation facility with a gym and a pool. Under a cloudy moon this past Valentine's Day, a van rolled into a mini roundabout near the leisure center, stopping opposite a row of brick homes. The van doors opened, and several shadows crept out, moving toward a high tensile wire fence, loosening one post and pressing the long strands down. They slipped over the fence into an expansive plowed field behind the recreation center. They walked past tree branches and dead shrubs, their boots sinking into the damp soil. After a few hundred meters, they turned right, where two parallel chain-link fences separated the farm from the center's grounds. They clipped both, climbed over a waist-high wood railing, and landed at their destination, a high-security shipping container. They carved a small rectangle into the back of the container and peeked through, looking for the bounty hidden inside. They used angle grinders to slice the container's hinges until its door swung backward, hanging only by the anvil-sized lock that had been designed to resist this very kind of robbery. Then they got into a second shipping container the same way. Inside one of the containers, they cut the padlock off a cupboard door, and there she was, an exquisite, steam-powered model locomotive named Mayflower. Her green boiler and brass engine bands glistening under the bandits' flashlights. They chopped into another cupboard housing a second locomotive. Discovering a key for a third shipping container, they popped its doors open and spotted two more choo-choos for the taking.